Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Motor Skills Matter, Improve Your Child's Physical Development to Enhance Learning and Self-Esteem by Tara Lasquatro Little, is a child development and parenting book focused on the relationship between movement, brain development, and emotional growth. Rather than treating motor development as a narrow physical issue, it presents gross motor and fine motor skills as foundations for learning, confidence, participation, and daily functioning. The book is positioned for parents, caregivers, educators, and therapists who want to understand why movement opportunities matter and how everyday play can support development. Its purpose is practical as well as explanatory. It helps readers see how climbing, balancing, drawing, manipulating objects, and other movement-based activities can strengthen a child's ability to engage with school tasks and social experiences. Based on the available references, the book emphasizes accessible strategies and an evidence-informed perspective, making it relevant to both home use and professional discussion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motor development as a foundation for learning and classroom readiness. A central idea in the book is that motor skills are not separate from academic development, but closely tied to it. Gross motor control supports posture, balance, coordination, and body awareness, while fine motor control supports writing, drawing, and precise hand use. These abilities affect whether a child can sit comfortably, manipulate classroom tools, complete tasks efficiently, and participate without unnecessary frustration. The book presents this relationship as developmental rather than incidental when children gain better physical control. They are better equipped to access learning activities that depend on attention, endurance, and organized movement. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand why a child who struggles physically may also struggle in school. The argument is not that movement replaces instruction, but that it creates the physical conditions for instruction to be effective. By linking movement competence to learning access, the book gives parents and professionals a more integrated view of readiness. Secondly, gross motor activity as a route to balance, strength, and spatial confidence. The book places significant emphasis on gross motor development because large muscle movement builds the physical stability children need for broader participation. Activities such as climbing, running, jumping, swinging, and navigating playground equipment are framed as more than exercise. They help children develop strength, coordination, bilateral control, and awareness of space and direction. These abilities matter because they support both physical independence and willingness to engage in more complex play. The reasoning behind this topic is that children who feel stable in their bodies are less likely to avoid movement challenges and more likely to explore new environments. That exploration then reinforces learning through repeated practice, sensory input, and adaptation. The book also aligns movement with resilience, suggesting that gross motor competence can improve a child's ability to face physical challenges without as much fear of failure. This gives the topic a developmental and emotional dimension, not just a fitness one. Thirdly, fine motor skills, hand strength, and the mechanics of everyday tasks. Another major theme is the practical importance of fine motor development for daily life. The book treats hand coordination, pincer grasp, bilateral coordination, and finger strength as skills that affect everything from drawing and writing to fastening clothing and handling small objects. This matters because children often encounter their limitations first in ordinary routines, not in formal testing. The book, therefore, frames fine motor growth as a bridge between independence and confidence. If a child can manage tools, materials, and self-care tasks with less difficulty, the child is less likely to experience repeated frustration or dependence on adults. The value of this focus lies in its concreteness. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of manipulatives, art activities, and hands-on tasks rather than abstract exercises. That approach also makes motor development easier to support at home. Fine motor skill building becomes part of everyday routines, not a specialized intervention reserved only for children with obvious delays. Fourthly, play and the physical environment as developmental tools. The book strongly connects child development with play, arguing that movement gains are often best built through active, enjoyable experiences. Play is presented as a natural context for practicing balance, coordination, strength, and motor planning without turning the activity into a test. This matters because children tend to repeat play behaviors willingly, which creates more opportunities for skill consolidation. The book also highlights the environment itself as important. Playgrounds, open space, climbing structures, and sensory-rich settings can all encourage movement patterns that are difficult to reproduce in seated routines. The deeper implication is that adults do not need to force skill development only through drills. They can shape conditions that invite exploration. In this sense, the book is practical and ecological. It treats the child's surroundings as part of the intervention, not just the child alone. That perspective is one reason the book is useful for parents and therapists who want realistic ways to support development in everyday life. Lastly, self-esteem, self-regulation, and the emotional effects of physical competence. The book does not limit motor development to physical outcomes. It argues that improvements in movement can influence self-esteem, emotional regulation, and social participation. This connection is important because children often internalize motor difficulty as personal inadequacy, especially when they struggle in competitive games or classroom tasks. By improving physical abilities, the child may gain more opportunities for successful participation, which in turn can reduce avoidance and support confidence. The book also suggests that movement experiences help children notice and manage their bodies, which can contribute to better self-regulation. That is a meaningful point, because emotional control is often connected to bodily awareness, not just behavior management. The practical consequence is that helping a child move better may support more than dexterity. It may also reduce frustration and improve resilience. This broadens the book beyond a simple developmental guide and gives it a more integrated view of child well-being. It stands out by treating confidence as something that can grow through embodied competence, not only through praise or encouragement. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, occupational therapists, physical therapists, and anyone trying to understand how movement shapes child development. Readers looking for a clear explanation of why motor skills matter will find value in its emphasis on the connection between physical ability, learning access, and self-esteem. Its practical appeal comes from the fact that it does not treat development as abstract theory. It points readers toward play, daily routines, and environmental opportunities as realistic ways to support children. Compared with many parenting books that focus mainly on behavior, discipline, or academic stimulation, this one stands out for centering the body as a driver of growth. It is also distinctive in how it links gross motor and fine motor progress to emotional resilience and confidence, making the case that movement affects the whole child. For readers concerned about delays, coordination issues, or school readiness, it offers a focused framework that is both accessible and grounded in developmental logic. As a result, it functions well as a bridge between home support and professional child development guidance. If you would like to support Little Terra Lo Squadro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.